If you're one of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's developed and facilitated by peers who have experienced their own mental health challenges and have used RAP to recover and maintain long-term stability. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. For more information about the free RAP groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, spotlightonmentalhealth.com.
Tristan Wheeler's his bunkerocklist, slanging comedy around his dongus.
Oh, hi,
everybody.
Didn't notice you there.
I didn't notice you there. You are, of course, listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
I thought I'd let you do that one. You did good.
Yeah.
You forgot to mention where we were.
Oh, can you do that part?
So well. We're at the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Yeah, we are. So I see that little fade?
That was a really good fade. That was one of your better fades.
Hey, somebody call a barber, because I'm good at fades.
Yep.
Okay, so hey. This is your first time listening to Radio Pizza Party, and hey, we pray that it is.
Okay. We hope we have no long-time listeners. These are just people that have kind of happened upon it.
I wouldn't even say I hope we have no long-time listeners. We have no long-time listeners.
I guarantee Cheezer Nation is looking a little bit barren these days.
It's looking like a bad cheese. It's like, what's like a bad cheese?
Brie.
Nick Cave's band.
What?
Nick Cave and the Bad Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Other people in the house
Who's jumping the gun a little bit?
Someone's jumping the gun.
Not waiting to be introduced here. Who we got?
We haven't even introduced ourselves. Yeah, and this freaking jerk jumps in on the microphone.
We're both jumping the gun.
Whoa.
Here,
hey, somebody call. That's giving up the gun. Okay, who are you?
I'm Jack Lemming. I've been known as Ashy Larry in some circles. In the more correct circles, I'm known as Sergio Lovejoy, the president of Cheezer Nation, which, as we've established, is a failed state. And who are you?
I am Tristan Wheeler. Some call me Sergio Lovejoy. That's incorrect. That's a rumor.
They shouldn't be calling you that.
I'm, of course, the Ashy Larry one. I am the leader of the coup against the Cheezer Nation.
You said I am the leader of the coup, I was like, oh, where's this going to end, Tristan? But I'm glad you kept going in that sentence.
And I'm glad you kept listening to the sentence.
I was worried.
Cheezer Nation, and I'm the one true leader. Okay. And we also have other people in this old studio.
One of whom has almost introduced himself already.
Yeah. And one of whom has already, and the same person has also been on the show before.
Yeah. So the longtime listeners we don't have are very familiar with them already.
Oh, they're like fan favorite. They're all saying that at once.
Yeah.
And then they're like, who's the other guy? Who are these? Where would people know these people from, Jack? Why don't you do that
little
introduction?
There's a little podcast that we like to talk about, that we like to listen to. In a moment of quiet reflection, we'll turn this podcast up real loud. Mm-hmm. It's called Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
Woot, woot.
It's an alphabetical retelling of every Arcade Fire song.
Mm-hmm. And by alphabetical, you don't mean like in the suburbs.
I mean they write out all the words to every song, and then they rearrange them alphabetically, and then they sing that to the beat.
It's a perfect song.
Yeah.
We got Alex Mande and Owen Heaney. How's it going, guys?
At the same time,
very good.
Sick.
These guys. These incorrigible.
We practice that all day.
But why do you guys give a...
Well, I mean, the whole podcast we do is, if you haven't heard it before, it's in synchronization. Yeah,
lots
we're on the same wavelength. We write down some points, but sometimes it's tough. If we mess up one word, like 40 minutes into it, we scrap the whole episode. Have to start from the beginning.
It's like... like Birdman, long takes.
Yeah.
I suppose that it is.
Yeah.
That and our continuous Michael Keaton impressions.
Yeah. So, Owen, why don't you give the listeners a rundown of what actually Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet is? Because I think you're kind of joshing around.
I'll be honest, I'm about two episodes behind. I may not have the best recollection of exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's weird. You changed up the entire format in these past two episodes, so that's why you're...
That must be it. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, basically we take every song alphabetically, so starting at A, and we'll just do a whole episode on the one song, real in-depth. Provide some real in-depth research in it.
Yeah. And it's a, if you're an Arcade Fire fan or if you're just like a music fan, it's a good, I think it's a very interesting show. You guys have a lot of interesting guests. You have a lot of interesting insights. But that's not this show. We don't have any either of those on this show.
We don't have. We aren't fans of music.
No, we do have interesting guests, though. I didn't mean to do that.
We have interesting guests. We're not fans of music, mm-mm. And we do not have insights.
Oof.
So,
boof.
So, what are you guys up to? How have you guys been these days?
Maybe Alex should give a little recap since last time he's been on the show. How's your life changed?
In the last, the last 18 months or so.
Last time I've been on the show, I've tried a mango.
How did it go? How did you like the mango?
Which part of it did you have?
The skin.
Oh, buddy.
That's the mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I was a first timer and I thought I'd go from the outside to the inside, but.
You didn't even get to the best part, that pit.
The seeds. Yeah.
Everybody knows you crack it open on a rock. Oh, yeah. You're eating good.
It's like an oyster.
Or an avocado. You gotta crack it open and then get the nice, get nice fleshy woody. Inside. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what else? So you ate a mango.
I ate a mango. I visited the other side of the country. Of Canada.
Of Canada.
And you're talking about the easternmost point.
Yeah. No, I guess I'm... No, I guess I lied. I went to Ontario. I read a book.
Ooh, what was the book?
Mr. Bookman.
I don't remember, but I did read it.
By... Oh, that wasn't the book's title. You just forget the book's title.
It might have been. I can't recollect.
Sounds like a friggin' Carl Ove Knaus card.
I don't know.
But in all seriousness, I was on like last year, and so since then I've had one birthday, one Christmas has passed, and I'm 1 year older.
What did you get for your birthday?
What did I get for my birthday last year?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got a guitar for like a joint Christmas and birthday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Oh, and what have you been up to in the last? I haven't seen you since November. Was probably the last time I saw you.
Because we did a Christmas episode.
Yeah, we did a Christmas episode of our Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
Yeah, we had some great guests. what have I been doing in the past year? I haven't eaten a mango in the past year, so well, that's unfortunate.
They're good.
I have had a birthday as well.
Sweet.
So you know, I mean. I just follow Alex a lot, I guess.
Yeah, really copying him.
Yeah.
They actually have the same haircut. They have the same clothes.
And we live together. After this, we're going to walk home and then, maybe watch a movie or something and go to bed in the same bed.
Cool.
Separate sides, of course.
You got to have some room there.
Yeah, it's especially hard when we have a companion with us, but, you know.
You make it work.
Yeah,
you do it for family.
And for friends, yeah. Yeah, that's what you got
to
do.
So, Jack, we're about time to reach our first segment.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
We are about time to reach our first segment.
Let's do it. Let's go.
This is called Some News to Discuss.
I think is the title we call it.
Yeah. Sweet.
Very sweet. Like an Oreo McFlurry.
Like an Oreo McFlurry mixed with the skin of a mango.
Speaking of news, it's McFlurry season, boys. What do you guys think? McFlurries, yes or no?
Yes.
And why?
And what flavor?
I used to be a Smarty Man initially in my life. Big fan of the Rollo. They don't do the Rollo anymore, but I like that because you got the actual little Rollos in there. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Oreo, and now I'm back to Smarty.
Nice.
I like to think that it was the hero's arc in my life, the McFlurry arc. It's not something I get every time, and they don't compare to Blizzards, but, in a pinch.
Yeah. Oh, and what about yourself?
It's got to be a no for me, dog.
Oh. Are you just ice cream in general, or are you just specifically the McFlurry? Where do you stand?
I'm a big Blizzard man, I wouldn't do DQ like that. Yeah. And it's a difficult choice, but that's going to be a no.
Moose Tracks over both of them.
I mean, that's
both of us.
If you go in the home option, you got to go the Moose Tracks, the Island Farms. I rep the island everywhere I go.
Are you from the island?
From the island.
Where,
yeah.
Victoria?
Victoria.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, Moose Tracks, pretty good.
I am if I'm a Ben and Jerry's boy, I'm a BJ boy.
Yeah, hey, we always say that.
Yeah. I walk in a room like, Jack, I'm a BJ boy. Half Baked is my flavor from the cradle to the grave. I will never eat another ice cream. I go to Rain or Shine and I give them a a pint.
And you're just like, please put this
yeah, put
the, in
a
bowl.
Can you just put this in a cone, please?
Here's $5.
Yeah. And also, I prefer a McFlurry to a Blizzard. I don't... If it was up to me, I wouldn't grill or chill.
What?
I mean, if you're choosing your foods based on how heavy they are, maybe you're choosing McFlurry. The Blizzard's just the better choice.
I would agree. Like, I like a McFlurry, but a Blizzard is, I think, objectively better. I'm just putting all chips on the table. I'm just...
No, I disagree.
But there's so many types of Blizzards.
There's only one type of McFlurry you need, and it's the best. It's Oreo. It is the perfect flavor of anything.
There's an Oreo Blizzard.
You know what? I didn't come here to be attacked.
I feel like, Jack, can you run through McFlurry flavors with a rating of grill or chill? I mean, that's how I rate people
okay,
in my
I'm
life.
I'm going to go on the McDonald's
like,
website.
Do I want to grill them or chill with them?
So they melt and are ruined. And
yeah.
And then chill. Yeah.
Like, you know, the colloquial term of, hey, man, let's party.
Yeah.
Okay, desserts and shakes. McDonald's, Canada. We have...
Like, set your parameters. Are we talking... Melt it. Yeah, I think grill is literally melt the ice cream down to nothing so no one can enjoy it. And chill
on
is,
a barbecue.
Chill is keep that thing fresh for someone, possibly yourself or a close friend you would chill with to enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's only four flavors on the website right now. Do you guys want me to find more? Like,
no, I think that's probably
good. We'll go with the current menu.
I'd say that's probably
all right,
good.
I'll start with the worst. M&M is McFlurry. Grill.
I kind of agree.
Oof.
Definite grill. They stay too whole. They're too cold. It's like eating rocks.
I like the crunch. It's
Mr. Strong Teeth over here.
Don't know. It's the M&M minis that have. It's not like disintegrate. It's
all
like
right. This is my segment here. This is what we do on
lobby.
News.
wants people to crack their teeth.
Next up, Cadbury Cream Egg McFlurry.
Oh, that's last.
That's dead last. That's
grill.
Too sweet. That's grill. Score McFlurry.
What about cream eggs in general?
Cream eggs in general, I can eat like half of one once a year.
On
I'm always
Easter
like,
morning.
Yep.
I'm always like, I want a cream egg. And then I get halfway through, I'm like, this is just fondant inside and I want to die. So number two, score McFlurry.
It's
a close one, but grill.
Grill.
So you're you're here talking about McFlurry, how much you love them. You're grilling them all then?
No, I made it very clear that there's only one good flavor, and you guys demanded I rank them. So number one, with the chillest, I'm talking day after tomorrow, the scene where the guy opens the helicopter and freezes. That chill. Oreo McFlurry, number one. Undefeated.
So you're talking as chill as the end of The Shining when Jack Torrance is frozen
like,
solid?
And he's going,
yeah. He's like, get me some hot water.
Anyway, I feel like we should restart the news segment because I completely derailed it. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's restart the news segment. Reboot it. This is the first time we've ever rebooted it.
I'm sorry. I had a long day.
Dude, I've been in the same room for 8 hours.
Which room? The bathroom?
Yeah, man. It's been a bad day.
No. Did you have a score McFlurry?
So our first piece of news that we wanted to discuss in this event, Vancouver has recently welcomed its first cruise ship of the season, welcomes it to the bottom of the ocean, that is. Guys, what do you think of cruise ships?
Talking about the ferry?
No, like a cruise ship.
In general.
We're not talking about Tom Cruise's yacht.
Ugh.
Or Terry Crews.
I've never been on one. Owen, have you been on one?
I've never been on one.
I know people say that they don't like the idea of being trapped on a boat for a while, and I kind of agree with that, but on the other hand, a big fan of shuffleboard and a big fan of shrimp cocktails, and those are the two defining features of cruise ships from movies for me.
True.
Not a big fan of the open ocean, but, you know.
Yeah, being a Victoria boy, got to support my local economy.
Right.
Cruise ships stopped going, you know, my city is impoverished, and you got to watch out for that.
We lived in Victoria for 8 months, and you'd go down the harbor, and there'd be like the craziest, huge, just like yachts, and it always blew my mind that one person could own that.
It's not a cruise ship, though.
No, I know, but it was kind of related.
How cruise cool ship sank in Vancouver?
I added that last.
Listen
part.
Here, this is how we do. I've never been on a cruise ship. I've been on a boat before. Oh, that's why my headphones are sounding weird.
Oh yeah, I've been doing that. Sorry.
I've been on a boat before. Humble brag.
Sweet.
I would say the majority of boats I've been on in my life have been ferries.
Cool.
I like them.
You'd say the majority of boats you've been on in general, not even like dinghies, canoes, motorboats, rubber rafts. All right,
if we're including motorboats. No,
what the hell?
I would, like, I don't know. I've been on quite a few ferries. Humble brag again. And
whoa,
I'd say,
you have $17 for a walk-on?
yeah, return.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, not BC ferries necessarily.
What other ferries have you been on?
In other countries? Ferries aren't necessarily just in BC.
I refuse to believe that.
Jack, griller, chill, island farm, soft serve on the ferry.
I'm a plead the fifth on that one. I don't think I've ever had soft serve.
That's
on the
one you serve yourself?
Yeah, with the swirl.
Yeah.
You can go as high as you go.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I know kids who've done that. They've flown too close to the sun. Their wings have melted.
Icarus.
And then ice cream melted all over their hands and wrists.
A self-imposed grill.
Yeah.
All it takes is one captain and turn slightly left, and your entire tower's going
yeah,
over.
You're done.
I hit some wind. I remember I did it. I was like an adult. This was like a year ago. I got it really high, and the person at the cashier was like, nice. It's like, yeah.
And you were the 60th kid he'd said that to. That dang
kid.
The first one over the age of 8, though.
Yeah. Next on the news, Jack, do you have it up, or should I?
I do, I do. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Theresa May not be hanging out too long in that old parliament over there.
And the
across
old,
the pond.
Across the jump. What do you guys think of this? Are you guys
you guys big
in?
Brexiteers?
Is that like a pirate?
Yeah, a Brexiteer.
It's, I mean, we have buccaneers, and that's enough for me. I don't know about that.
That's as much as I'm going to pay for
barbecue food?
What?
Isn't it like...
What?
You're thinking of
brisket. Brisket.
No, isn't that the England leaving?
That's England leaving the EU, which is not a barbecue food.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be tough to get all of the ferries to push the continent over, but...
Mm, that's true.
The marvel of engineering that is the place that sparked the industrial age. Politically, yeah. I think Owen could speak on it better.
I mean, they're only 30 feet away, so it's a small push, you know. A big blast or a small push.
They only need to be 30 feet away to be considered outside of Europe?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
international
bad.
Waters.
Yeah.
Everyone There's just, no laws out there anymore.
Yeah, you can just murder people in England after Brexit. It's going to be crazy.
Going to get some helicopters, and we're going to pick up all the houses and roads and people in the country and fly them 30 feet to the north.
The people of Iceland are going to love it, though. It's like 30 feet off our commute.
Funny. Yep.
That was funny.
That was a good one. I liked it.
That was good. That was funny. I feel like I had something to say, but who cares? why don't we hit the next?
Isn't our whole
news?
Radio show trying to get people to care about what we have to say?
Only whatever. The trusted news sources, Washington Post, New York Times, CITR Pizza Party.
That's all you need.
Radio Pizza Party.
No, I like CITR Pizza Party.
Yeah.
Hey.
See, that sounds
kind of
fun.
Don't undermine Owen.
That already exists, though.
What already exists?
CITR Pizza Parties.
Yeah, but...
They do. They have thrown pizza parties before. We weren't invited to them, weirdly.
Yeah, we were. We just didn't go.
You might have been. I never got a tossed an invite to them.
Awkward.
Anyway, let's go to the next item.
On the next item. So you guys see all this wacky stuff going on in a country north or south. I guess I mean to say south of here.
If you go north far,
on the one part.
Yeah. If you go north far enough,
that's
that you go back around,
you can accomplish anything.
Yeah.
So the Mueller.
Yeah, like Mueller Light.
Yeah. Report is coming out mid-April. So watch out, President Cheeto. Your goose is cooked.
Never heard
more that. Like hamburger is cooked.
What do you guys think of that president down there?
I don't know. It's like, that's 400 pages. A lot of pages. Like J.K. Rowling's got to watch out. This thing's going number one in New York Times.
How crazy
what if there's a note in the thing that's like editor's note from J.K. Rowling? By the way, Harry Potter's bisexual.
Oh, that'd be wild.
What do you think?
What do you think? Would that be canon?
I have an interesting topic point on this. Do you think that all of the things J.K. Rowling is saying in retrospect should be canon?
No.
The main argument that I've heard against it in like the topic of death of the artist, where you put it completely aside, is that say some person who doesn't have Twitter, whether that's in like 30 years from now or just doesn't have it and hasn't seen any of those things, if they can't read that and know it's part of the book, then it shouldn't be canon.
It's not part of the book.
Exactly. Yeah. She just says it.
It's like a director saying, like, that completely different things after the movie's out. Like, it's out. Like, you can't.
Yeah. Like, Ridley Scott, 30 years after Blade Runner, when he. Actually, I don't want to spoil it.
I haven't seen the new
okay.
Blade Runner.
No, it's the original Blade
Spoiler
Runner.
Spoiler alert, at the end of Blade Runner, he explodes because he eats too much spicy food.
Got him.
Got him.
And forms the hip-hop group Run the Blades.
And then the pieces.
Yeah.
Like, it's like all these pieces of him, each of the members have a piece, and then I'm on a roll today.
You are just firing on all cylinders.
I at least half of the cylinders.
It's okay.
So Robert Mueller, he's a guy. What do you guys think?
We watched the deposition. No, that was, never mind. That was the Cohen deposition.
Oh, that's a different.
I lumped them all together.
It's crazy that Joel Cohen has become such a high. Oh, jeez.
What about Ethan?
What about
Cohen,
Leonard?
Who directed the Garfield movie?
What's his name?
Ethan Cohen.
Ethan?
Yeah, he's Israeli. Yeah.
Bill Murray only took the movie because he thought it was the Cohen brothers or one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I think Ethan Cohen also directed.
Because it's like Ethan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He also directed the. Holmes and Watson, you know, the one with Will Ferrell and John
one that
C. Reilly.
Like, bombed.
That, yeah, was an absolute stinker of a movie.
Yeah. He directed that.
Yeah. He's directed like an amazing amount of terrible movies.
Wow.
But it's the same guy, right? That's the guy that did Anchorman as well, right?
No.
You think of Adam McKay.
Adam McKay did Anchorman.
Yeah. Because he's made some bombs as well, but.
Adam McKay?
Yeah.
Notably Vice. I didn't like that.
I didn't think it was a very good movie.
I haven't seen it, but I mean, The Big Short, it's a tough one to follow, and I hear it's the same sort of tone.
Yeah, Jack, when we left the movie, Jack was like, that was so biased. You know, he's really not that bad of a guy.
He's lit. But
it was weird.
Anyway, Ethan Cohen has directed Holmes and Watson, Get Hard, which is the movie about Will Ferrell being coached for prison, Madagascar 2, Tropic Thunder, which is...
He directed Tropic Thunder? No, he didn't. Ben Stiller did.
Or he may have produced it, but this is what comes up when you go Ethan Cohen.
No, Ben
Cohen
Stiller
movie.
Didn't. The Australian guy that dies.
Oh, Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
The real care. The real... That was a real man.
Okay, yeah. He directed Mandrake the Magician.
What?
Holmes and Watson,
that?
Get Hard.
Is that like a magic show or a movie?
I don't know. He wrote Men in Black 3.
Okay, thoughts on Men in Black 3. Owen and I, very coincidentally, on our show, many times Men in Black has come up.
Really?
You would think they really don't align, but four times you've mentioned Men in Black on the show.
I really like the first Men in Black. I don't think that's a very controversial opinion to hold, because it's a great movie. I haven't seen the third one.
No, I haven't either.
Jermaine is in it. Jermaine Clement is in it. He plays the villain.
In the third one?
Yeah.
I thought that was... Oh, yeah, because
no,
that was the newer one.
The second one is the...
David Cross is in it.
Yes.
I think that was the first movie my parents ever pirated. What's the statute of limitations on movie pirating?
100 years.
At this point, Owen, like last year, Owen and I was on TV all the time. I mean, we have cable because UBC pays for it and we live on residence.
Really?
UBC pays for cable?
Yeah.
That's sick.
I'm jealous.
We was like on TV, probably watched it like cumulatively like 5 times.
At least 6.
Are you guys going to see the new Men in Black coming out?
Not in theaters.
No.
I heard originally that they were going to do a crossover between Men in Black and Jump Street.
Which is one of, they canceled that. And it's like the saddest thing ever because Jump Street movies, amazing.
Yeah, that was great.
Men in Black,
amazing.
Probably would have been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Cohen probably wasn't that available for it.
Yeah, it's true. He was booked up with
like
Garfield.
Ethan or nothing. Tommy Lee Jones is banging on the desk.
Yeah.
So why don't we go to a QLB?
Do you guys know what a QLB is?
I do not.
Quail, lettuce, and bacon?
Yep, we're going to make sandwiches. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
What are we listening to?
Yes, of course. We're going to be listening to...
Introduce our song.
We're going to be listening to Gold Home by Milk on the album Mattress Ranch. I just liked all the words, so I chose this one. And then we'll do a few ads, and then we'll be back.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Energy Concerts presents Philly-based indie rock band Hopalong with guest Summer Cannibals, live in Vancouver. Catch them at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 7th. Tickets are moving fast, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver.
101.9 FM in British Columbia. Jeez.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
Whoa, that was a cool little turn there.
I know, it was pretty cool.
That was pretty
101.9 FM. Did I say that?
You did say, you said 101.9. I was wondering what you meant by that, but I'm glad you said FM.
Is there a third radio frequency?
I think it's 5G. Category? I've heard a lot of people talking about that lately.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
We are here with Alex Pande.
And Owen Heaney.
You guys look like, and Owen Heaney. I was hoping you were going to say hi.
Hi.
Cool. And Owen Heaney.
Hello.
There we go. That's better. We'll just edit that out a little.
When I said Owen, or when I said Alex, they both looked at each other like, which one is us?
We rehearsed this.
It was like, who are you? Like in the movie when they switch. You know what I'm trying to say.
Friday, Freaky Friday.
Yeah, like a Freaky Friday situation. They didn't know which one was going to...
It is a bit of a Freaky Friday today.
Dun, 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 dun. No, that's from another...
Are you thinking of Manic Monday?
No. I'm thinking of...
Video Killed the Radio Star?
The Olsen Twins classic film, New York Minute. Plan is a song. I mixed up my Lindsay Lohan movies.
Come on, man.
What's your favorite Lindsay Lohan? Lohan or Lohan, first of all?
Are you a Lohan or a Lohan, man?
That's, Owen, you got one?
Yeah, I'm a Herbie the Love Bug.
Great.
Good taste. Beautiful piece of cinema, that movie.
I, Parent Trap. I mean, I wouldn't say I like the movie, but I've just seen it so many times because my sisters would have played it so much when I was younger that, hot secret, the paparazzi's gonna be all over this, but when I was younger, they played it so much, and I hated it. And you remember DVDs, right?
Yes.
I remember at one point I was so fed up that I bit it and scratched it with my teeth, and it became unplayable. And they never knew what happened.
Why
your teeth?
I think like we were on vacation, and there wasn't a knife or anything.
Everybody That's knows weird. You can't take knives on vacation.
Well, me and the editorial of the newspaper I work at, we went on a retreat, and there was all because it was like, you know how Airbnbs just have like VHSs, like, so we watched.
Knows that.
Yeah. So we watched The Parent Trap, and that was the first time I watched it.
The original or the Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan. Lohan. And I remember being like, I don't want to watch this, but everyone else does.
I've never seen the movie. What do they use to trap the parents? Is it like a leg noose thing that you would use for like a rabbit or a bear trap?
One of those big nets like in Planet of the Apes.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, then later on there's that scene where they have like you know those big live bear traps where they can go in, but then the thing turns. It's like one of those. And both parents are like,
I don't believe in harming parents.
I was thinking it would be, you know, in... Empire Strikes. What's the third original Star Wars movie? Return of the Jedi. You know when they're on Endor and they use the logs? I was like, that is dark for a
to squish
Lindsay
them.
Lohan vehicle.
So why don't we go on to pick a topic?
Let's pick a topic. Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack.
Let's pick a topic. Sweet. So pick a number. My two guests here. We're gonna get you to pick a number between 1 and 30, and then you're gonna each pick one, and then we're gonna.
But they can't be between 10 and 20. But pick a number between 1 and 10 and 21 and 30.
Yeah,
I guess 1 and 9.
And we'll do a calculation. Then we'll base.
All right. Don't you want to say it at the same time?
Yeah.
All right. Different. My number isn't 3. We're gonna go 3, 2, 1. Go. Number.
Okay.
3.
Okay, so it's 3.
Then 2. Then 1.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, 3.
22.
All right. So let's do the math.
You doing the average or the?
Yeah, let me just do a few calculations. So we're gonna have to call
one second.
Guy. All right.
Who's your quant?
We're gonna. What's that?
You're a quantitative person.
Oh, we got this guy. Did you carry the 4?
I carried both of them.
Okay, cool. How far?
Like a mile.
Okay, sick. That's perfect.
In the sand during the toughest times of his life.
And then there was 2 footsteps, and then there's only 1 set after. So Jackie, I feel like you got the calculation here.
I do.
Oh, whoa.
I've done the 43D.
And now it's printing out the card.
Yes. It's a 7.
All right, you know what that means.
Sorry, you looked at me like that was a bit anticlimactic, there's not that many numbers it's going
to
be.
That's the thing with science. People think that it's like this big eureka moment, but sometimes it's a lot of small moments that lead up to one.
Neil deGrasse Patrick Harris has been telling people all this science is so much fun, but it's not.
It's not fun. So the topic is the music of the ages. And I feel like we have two musically inclined guests. We know a lot about music, specifically one band, but also other bands I know.
And the movie The Rock of Ages.
Yeah. So, Owen, I know what kind of bands that Alex like, but what are some other bands other than Arcade Fire that you're into?
Yeah, I mean artists, I should say.
I
really like MGMT as well, the Black Keys, Arctic Monkeys, you know, just various A bands I'm gonna get more into. But Florence and the Machine, others.
All right, so similar kind of genres of Arcade Fire. Like that kind of like
stick around there.
That's okay, cool. And I know Alex, you're into Bruce Springsteen.
I am, but Owen, which was the one you wanted to Owen's pitch of what we should do after this?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Arctic Monkeys makes sense alphabetically, going Arcade, then Arctic. But I think Florence is my pick to go after, if we finish all the Arcade Fire songs.
If they don't just continuously put out albums, but it's a hard no on Arctic Monkeys for me.
Well, what would you prefer, Alex?
I know I like Jack was saying the other week, we weren't together, I just overheard him when I was following him around. He said that he wants to do one for the National.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind that. I'd want to do one for the Killers, because I'm a big Killers fan, but I think it much more comes like it, Owen and I both like love Arcade Fire, but it much more came down to that we both love them rather than like the camaraderie and the friendship we have over the band. And so maybe we don't like something as much, like it's not our second choice each, but it's common ground.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Mine would be obviously Weird Al, and we go through all the Weird Al songs.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think one exists.
I'm not kidding.
I think one of the alphabetical ones is Weird Al.
How many other alphabetical ones are? I know there's the Bruce Springsteen.
So the first one was alphabetical, and then there was A to Ziggy for Ziggy Marley, of course. David Bowie.
Oh, okay.
Ziggy Marley.
Then there was the Bruce one, and my chronological order after that is hazy, but there's Us, there's a Pearl Jam one, and I'm not kidding, I think there's a Weird Al one.
Wow, I was just...
There is a Weird Al one, I just found it. It's called,
sorry, Tristan,
it's called the Weird Alphabet.
Oh my god, of course it would be.
At the same time, though, on all of these podcasts, ours included, we all say we are the only podcast on the internet that talks about whatever band alphabetically one per episode. If you put that in, they're going to have to change to we are one of the two. And people who are listening for the first time won't know who's the original.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And then I'd have that market.
They can't copyright it.
I mean, Weird Al built his like reputation on, you know, copying and like making his own. You just take every episode of theirs and put a little spin on it.
There you go.
Make it about sandwiches or something.
You should. Your title shouldn't be the Weird Alphabet. It should be the Weird Albert Bet.
Ooh, be like Weird Alpha Fart or something. I don't know. I feel like that's a classic Weird Al bit.
Yeah. I remember when Weird Al lost me, it wasn't just, turning 13.
Hey, what the hell?
It was also when he did Party in the USA as Potty in the USA. And it was just
true?
Yeah, it was just about going poo. And I was like, all right, Weird Al. Maybe. Don't be so topical.
Not like everyone lives in the States, you know. Yeah, I can kind of relate.
Yeah.
But
where do you guys stand on Weird Al?
Chiller Grill. Owen, you want to go first?
I'd chill with Weird Al. Yeah, it seems like he's got some fun things to talk about. Even like everyone makes mistakes, so I'm gonna forgive him on the potty.
This isn't a deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. I think Amish Paradise was the first YouTube video I ever watched.
Yeah, I think it's similar. Yeah,
is that like a good metric though? Was it just something you stumbled upon, or like?
It's true. I've watched a lot of bad things. I won't tell you about the first Live Leak video I saw. It was good. I liked that one there.
I like the white and nerdy.
That's a classic. That was probably the first
in the first 10 YouTube videos I watched, because the first 10 were all Weird Al videos.
Is Key and Peele in that movie, or is it just Key?
Yeah,
it's
maybe just.
I think one it's of them just is, Key.
Yeah,
I mean, I can.
I don't think
find
they were
out,
Key and Peele at that point yet.
Oh, yeah, they were still Mad TV cast members.
That's
at
true.
That point.
I may actually, fun fact, be distantly related to Weird Al.
What?
Proof.
Let's see the birth certificate.
So, there's no like my mom's never actually looked down the lineage, but she says that we have like cousins of cousins are Yankovic, and she doesn't know for sure, but there's like a good chance that down the line we're related.
Ooh.
Like distant, well, distant.
There's also that notable polka musician named something Yankovic. So maybe it's that guy.
Why does someone laugh? It is both Key and Peele in this music video.
Oh, sick.
And Keegan-Michael
Key. I was sweating there.
Dead to rights there. Keegan-Michael Key is wearing a red do-rag and a purple blank baseball hat, like the ones you can get on Amazon for like a dollar.
Yeah.
And
interesting that you know that one.
Maybe I have three of those myself. And Peele is wearing like Oakley shades that like lame dads have now, with like the huge arms.
Do you think during the shoot to that music video, he came up with the concept for the movie Get Out?
Yeah, Weird Al sent him to the sunken place for a few years.
Wow. Now I don't want to chill with Weird Al anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah, that's Weird Al. You're canceled for sending him to the sunken place. So we had some music trivia, music Uh-oh. Games.
Yeah. Should we do trivia or the games first?
Name a song.
Name any song.
How many songs have you listened to?
Oh, I mean, there's 96 episodes of the podcast, and I think we're on 61, so minus 96 and 61.
I still haven't listened to all the Arcane Fire songs yet, though.
Do you do it week by week?
Yeah, just, you know, it's got...
Like, right before you go, and you're like, I haven't had time like, this week, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I only listened to the first half of this bad boy, but let's do it.
Let's be honest.
He's not kidding. I mean, we haven't... maybe, like, we've listened to the Christmas album all the way once, but I certainly couldn't tell you for sure whether I've listened to all of them. There's also one of them that they released as a single... One side was them and one side was LCD Sound System, and it's just a one-off song, and I have never heard it. Oh. And at this point, I've told myself I'm not going to listen to it till the episode.
Okay.
Wow.
So this first game is called No Cars Go.
Okay.
There we go.
Whoa, what is happening there?
Okay, that was
the that is the place that No Cars Go.
That was the theme song for No Cars Go.
So this No Cars Go is, what do you guys think of no car spaces in cities?
Like walking zones?
Yeah, like car-free spaces.
I'm a supporter of that. I think urban planning-wise, I'm a supporter of moving away from car transport and moving towards public transit. So.
Alex?
Yeah, walking is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, around 22 years ago, we're probably 21, I started walking one day, and I've been doing it almost every day since.
Wow.
So I'm a supporter of walk spaces.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a car, though. But, you mean, it's a good question, because Owen actually is, he knows some city planning stuff.
Yeah, because you are interested in realty, if I'm not mistaken.
Which cities did you plan? Like, will I know any of your work?
Well, it's, you know the Monopoly city planning game? Like, I named them all Owenland.
Wow.
So if you've ever heard of any of those ones, like, check them out.
I have.
Every card on every property is named Owenland on the Monopoly board.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll trade you an Owen land for an Owen land. For two Owen houses and an Owen hotel.
What are the railroads called?
Owen Rail?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That checks out.
Yep.
What about the post office?
That's Canada Post. they represent there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You got
good.
Sued. It was a big
idiot.
Thing.
Yeah, you got to. I guess you can't have that infrastructure just in one city, I guess. So.
Yeah, come on.
So good. But Jack, where do you stand on no car zones?
I think they're good.
Okay.
I think there's very important ones. The ocean is sort of a natural no car zone.
Yeah, that's a great, yeah.
That's
for now. If Will Muskie gets his way.
Wait till I chuck my car batteries into that old into that old bird. I think they're good.
Okay, thank you. So this next game is called this next game is called Laika.
Thanks, man.
Oh, we got
doing good.
We landed it on the one. What do you think? Is it ethical to send a dog into space?
If you want to hear our thoughts on this, you can go to arcadefire.com, arcadefirealphabetical.com, and listen to our episode. Is it ethical to put a dog into space? It don't know. We talked about this a lot. Owen, you want to jump in?
I mean, it's a tough question in the pursuit of science and happiness and everything, but, you know, it's a tough one. Like, the dog, he wasn't going to live a good life anyways. They found him on the street. I mean, that's not, like, any, like, justice, like, put him out into space and kill him, but it's...
Well, real question, would you go into space? Not like in general where it's accessible, but the idea of would you be a first colonizer on the moon?
Like,
if you know for sure you're going to, or on Mars, like the Mars one, you could have signed up, I think it's closed now, but anybody could have signed up to be one of the however many people that would go to Mars and never come back.
I thought that was a hoax.
Is that a hoax?
No, it was real.
There was one company that they were called Mars One or something, and they like did a big search for people, and they're like, we're going to do this. We won't do it till like 2030 though, and the company just collapsed a few months ago because they ran out of money and they had never made an actual plan. They just like completely biffed the bed, as they say.
It's kind of big when you found out that Mars isn't real.
Oh yeah. That's the biggest problem.
Just made of cheese.
Yeah. Thanks, you? Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. Lame.
So we think Soviet Union, maybe they'd be a little bad on that one.
It's not the worst thing they could have done. I mean, they could have sent it.
It's not the worst thing they have done either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
I think it would have been, like, I don't know. The fact that they didn't have any plans of bringing it back down. Like, they didn't have the technology to be like, all right, guys, we're going to do our best. They're just like,
but
sent it up there.
But have you ever been a young kid? And you have? Okay. Hypothetically, you're a young kid.
Okay, one second.
Yeah, they imagine that one. And you have a helium balloon?
Wait, let me get it in.
Okay, just get it in. Mind palace.
But smaller. Me, but small. All right, I'm in it.
Okay, yeah. Also, less facial hair.
No, that's easy.
Okay, cool. So you have a helium balloon in your hand.
Okay.
And then you just let it go to see what happens. I feel like the Soviet Union's justified for that, with that analogy.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're probably killing some sort of sea turtle. I mean, like, there's definitely some bad stuff about that, too.
Okay, so that has been... that has been like a game.
Yeah.
The game that we planned. Okay, cool. Why don't we go to a quick little break again?
Well, you know what? I'm going to change it. Cute little break.
Hey.
Yeah, I know.
That's uncareful. This next song is called Castles. It's by the band Fion. I've only ever seen it written down, but it looks like it's said Fion. They're from White Rock, apparently.
Wow.
I think they're... It says
let's
they're
see
twins.
If this is some rock and roll.
Yeah, let's see if it lives up to the strong reputation of White Rock.
Yeah. Let's check it out. So we're going to listen to that. We're going to come back. We're going to do a little game. We're going to test the knowledge of our guests.
We might play Stump the Buff.
Stump the Buff. Tune in after the break.
Bye-bye.
Hold tight my peace of mind as the years wear down my skin. Is that too much to ask for? I promise I'll take care of it. 'Cause I've come to notice its value. Priceless eyes. So I'll keep it under colored hair. Make sure I don't lose a single strand. But when the clock starts changing my face, minutes etching in new lines, will I still see potential castles in the sand? Colors in the sky. Will I still find the will to fight if I'm left breathing alone? Oh, and can I keep my sanity cradled between the teeth of things unknown?
etching in new lines. Well, I still see potential castles in the sand, watercolors in the sky. Will love keep me satisfied?
Listening to CITR 101.9.
Broadcasting from Vancouver in unceded Musqueam territory.
We are so happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate, those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole. CITR and Discorder just want to say...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so f***ing grateful.
Do you want to watch films from all around the world as well as from local filmmakers, make animations, and explore virtual worlds? Well, check out the Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth, April 7th to 13th at the Van City Theater and the Roundhouse. There's activities for the whole family, including Sunday Fun Day and a pancake breakfast. You can find more info at r2rfestival.org or facebook.com/r2rfestival.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it.
No. And we are back to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's the one. That's where we are.
That's where we are. That's
I'm
where
glad
we're currently.
You said it. I was.
And that's on the unceded territory of the Musqueam here at UBC. We are here. Jack, what have we been doing so far?
We've been having a little chat. Speaking a little... Speaking of a few home truths, as they say,
yeah,
getting a bit wild on the mic.
Yeah, we're like going crazy. We can't even control. We're getting complaints around.
As you can hear, we're both just losing our minds.
Dude, we're so high energy.
I'm like the opposite of Jeb Bush. I'm high energy.
Dude, you're so high energy.
We got a few guests here.
Yes, we do.
We have Alex.
Hello.
And Owen.
Hello.
Yeah, last time that didn't work out. They learned from their mistakes.
Yeah. And that's what this show is about.
That's what this show
Forgiveness
is about.
Forgiveness and self-love.
Redemption.
And the music of ages.
Music of ages, which is our topic of conversation for today. One of the reasons why is, well, they picked it. But also, luckily, Alex and Owen have a podcast called Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet, where they go through every single Arcade Fire song alphabetically from A to... What's the last one?
Why?
You
already know.
Right, that's because that's like your little hat. That's not,
no,
that's
it changed. Line. It changed recently. The last song we're going to do is now Baby Mine, because they just released a new song for Dumbo, and all new songs are moving to the very end, so we have time to absorb them.
Forgive me, but have you guys...
You are forgiven.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's what this show is all about.
We've talked about it already.
Yeah. That song, I don't know if it's purely an Arcade Fire song, but on Her, the song from Her...
That is, we're not at liberty right now to talk about that.
We haven't covered it in our own podcast yet. You want us to talk about it?
Oh, I'm just wondering
here,
if it counts. Does it count as a Arcade Fire song?
We're not at liberty to talk about that right now.
So you are fully mum on any song.
We we'll see. The show, we haven't really talked about this yet, of what we're going to do when the show ends, but there are plenty of things we could do to elongate it, such as go into solo albums or the Her soundtrack. But one of those things, like, I play some instruments and, you know some music theory. Owen doesn't play any instruments or know any music theory, and we're doing purely instrumental songs. It's going to be like a, yeah, this one, you know, makes me happy. There's no words. I like the part in the middle where it goes,
but there's like the was the one song from
song
her.
For the moon,
yeah,
the moon song.
But that, but I guess Karen O's singing that.
Yeah, it
she's what makes that song.
We made a lot of mistakes in putting together the Excel spreadsheet. We included songs, but we didn't put that one in. But we may or may not. Owen didn't want to put the Christmas album in, but we said, you know, we made this. We put it down. We're not going to second guess ourselves from that. You know.
Okay.
Except for when we did second guess ourselves and add a song a couple weeks ago. But other than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was a popular fan request that we did for our 1 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. There's a song called Cars and Telephones, which was never officially released, but they've played it a lot, even like through all of their tours, that Wynn Butler, the lead singer, wrote before the band and before even their first EP, but played it a lot. And when we had one of the band members on our show, we asked him. We have people talk right in and say, we said we're only going to do official songs. People have called in or written in and said, why didn't you do this song? And why? And so we said to you, do you think this is an official Arcade Fire song? And he didn't say explicitly yes, but we say that he said yes. Mm-hmm. And he said no to some other ones. And so we added it to the list for our 1 year extravaganza.
Very cool. Very cool. So next up on the show, we mentioned that we're going to be playing, what was it called?
Stump the Buff.
Stump the Buff. You guys are a couple of music buffs, as far as we know. so we're going to stump.
Yeah.
We're going to stump the buff. Okay, that was the theme song for...
it's called Dance With My Baby.
This is called Stump the Buff.
I am so stumped.
Jack, why don't you take that...
I'm buffed.
Can I do the first actual question?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the other one was a little bit subjective. Yeah. What did Crawdaddy Music say about Bruce Springsteen in their March 1973 interview with The Rocker? It's a weirdly written
sentence. Okay, so 1973 was right after Greetings from Asbury Park... And
we're looking
the Wild
for
West.
We're asking for
the Wild West and the East Street Shuffle, which he released his first and second album in the same
year. You're trying
year.
To like muddy the waters here. You're stalling.
And this so
is what did
no
they
muddy
say
waters.
To him?
What did Crawdaddy Music say about Bruce Springsteen in their March 1973?
I'm
going to
paraphrase, but this guy's pretty good.
Owen, did you want to have a crack?
Yeah, this stuff is good.
Okay, so you guys were close.
Close. The exact quote is,
quote, he sings with a freshness and urgency I haven't seen since I was rocked by like a rolling stone.
It would, yeah, it makes
sense. I'm just guessing Crawdaddy Music.
Yeah,
sounds,
he's probably from Louisiana.
Like
he's probably Cajun.
From New Zealand because there's, I guess it's crawfish.
No, yeah.
Wait, are they different things?
No, yeah.
It was a slang.
Why are they different things?
There's a different, language? There's a type of fish that's, it's like kind of like a lobster, kind of like a crawfish. It's in New Zealand.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
And sorry, like Crawdaddy like eats crawfish or is it just like a crawfish?
No, Crawdaddy gives birth to crawfish.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Crawdaddy.
I guess he fertilizes crawfish, craw mommy eggs.
Yeah, well, Crawdaddy is like a very like attractive crawfish.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's Crawzaddy.
Yeah.
That's a millennial Crawdaddy. Yeah. it's a whole ecosystem.
Connected.
Yeah.
Okay, so 0-1.
All right.
So far, so good. Why don't I go down the little list so we can kind of
let's mix and match a little bit.
Mix and match a little bit. Okay, what was Bono wearing when he crashed his bike in New York City in the year 2015?
This is a very publicized.
Oh, you got this one.
Nothing.
Pink sunglasses.
So just pink sunglasses?
Just, yeah, was there another outfit around?
The Edge behind him. No, in a sidecar. The Edge in a sidecar.
On a bike. It was
on a bicycle.
Yeah, what did you think I meant? One of those... I want to say he was wearing an Arcade Fire t-shirt.
Oh, and did you want to add?
No, he was wearing nothing. I'm confident. I've read the news. I've heard about it. Okay. He was wearing nothing. What was he wearing?
Jack.
He was wearing the traditional garb of a Hasidic Jewish man.
That's a lie. He was wearing nothing.
That's, I think, a true story.
We think it's true. We heard this on a podcast.
Was it Doughboys?
It was you talking U2 to me.
But he did get in a bike accident, and there is rumors that he was wearing in disguise as a Hasidic Jew.
Like, to be able to get around the city without people going, hey, that's Bono! Which is kind of all that would happen if he rode
by. Because they were biking past him. And
yeah, they were both, it was in a car going real fast.
That's Bono! That's Bono! Jack, you want
to
take the next one?
Sorry, I just wanted to, we forgot one bit of the rules.
Oh, what?
This is, because this is slightly about Arcade Fire, there's a prize for this.
Oh, yeah.
If you get all the questions right,
sorry,
we take you guys to an arcade. If you get a single...
And let it on fire?
No. If you get a single one of them wrong, we light you guys on fire.
So is this starting now, or...
You might be able to cancel
it out. Yeah, you guys are grandfathered in because you didn't know about the rule when you biffed those two easy questions. But, all right, here's your next question.
All right, lay it on.
What did Bruce Springsteen do when he got stranded while riding his motorcycle? That's a bike with a motor on it, you guys. Mm-hmm. In 2016.
Call AAA.
Call Billy Joel. Billy Joel made the bike for him.
What?
Yeah, look it up. Billy Joel makes motorcycles, and he made the one that Bruce was riding and broke.
Well,
get at me.
Well, I'll tell you right now that what happened was a group of men from the Freehold American Legion in New Jersey were returning from Veterans Day event on their motorcycles. When they spotted Springsteen and stopped to help, Springsteen hitched a ride on the back of one of the men's motorcycles to a nearby restaurant where the group grabbed a round of drinks, for which Springsteen picked up the tab while waiting for his ride.
I see the Radio Pizza Party intern running over with the information about Billy Joel.
Let me second. All right, intern, you want to hop on the mic?
Radio. Okay, he's running.
He's out of breath.
He's out of breath.
Oh, man.
All right, what do we got there? What do we got?
Okay.
About Billy Joel and motorcycles.
It was Billy Joel's motorcycle that was not born to run. Nice. The motorcycle Bruce Springsteen broke down on sunny November 11th, Veterans Day, in a wall was from Joel's custom motorcycle shop.
Ben Stein.
20th Century Cycles.
We're chalking up as one
right,
for
thanks,
one.
Thanks, Radio Pizza Party intern.
Yeah, one true. For one.
No fire for us.
This is one of the worst written articles I've ever seen.
This
is not the intern's fault. He's been fired, but it's not his fault.
Well, he's now going to have to get locked in one of the rooms, and he's going to have to edit all my out of this 90-minute
podcast. And doesn't get his daily payment of 6 saltines.
No.
And
I'll be eating those.
Shot glass of Gatorade.
Purple, the worst one.
Yep. Okay. Here's the next question.
Yes.
Which musical artist invited Arcade Fire to perform at the White House under President Obama? Not physically under.
Like,
not underneath. He was
Bruce.
No.
Oh. Then Bono.
I know. No, there's more than two.
The National.
David Byrne?
No.
David Bowie?
Bowie.
No, it wasn't Bowie.
The National.
It was Jay-Z.
Oh.
At Obama's request, which is weird. You'd think
Obama.
Well,
yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, Obama loves Arcade Fire, but if you just said which president did, yeah, Obama, but Jay-Z, get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, they played on Obama's nomination tour, like 5 or 6 shows. But I never heard of Jay-Z, though. Never heard of the guy.
Never heard of him.
Weird. He's
Jason Z, as we call him on the show.
Thank you. That familiarizes me with him.
Yeah, his friends call him Jay. This other question. Who are the siblings in the band the Arcade Fire? Arcade of Fire.
I wouldn't know the answer, but I feel like they're going to try and get us.
And then let us remind you, this is the band
the Arcade of Fire.
Yeah, they're trying to get us that it's the pre-Arcade Fire when it was the EP or something like that.
No, this is the band The Arcade of Fire.
The Arcade Fire or Arcade Fire?
The Arcade of Fire.
The Arcade of Fire.
The Arcade of Fire.
The Arcade of Fire.
All right. Who are the two siblings? There's one answer.
Who are the two siblings in The Arcade of Fire?
I was going to say William Wuttler and Ben Wuttler. The Wuttler brothers.
No, actually, in The Arcade of Fire, which is an Arcade Fire cover band, Reggie and Samanth are siblings. Step siblings, actually.
What's their last name?
Wuttler. Yeah,
Manservant.
Yeah. So, yeah.
DJ yep. Windows Millennium Edition.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so these are all coming from the Arcade Fire website as well, all these pieces of information. Mm. So we have another one here.
Straight from the source.
Straight from the source. This one's right on the website. Does Arcade Fire suck?
This is on the Arcade Fire website.
So, Owen, you got it. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Okay, you got that one right.
You did it.
Yeah, on the website it says they suck, which is kind of self-effacing.
I think it said underneath it, it says, sorry guys, I'm going through a bit of a hard time right now.
Wynn Butler.
Yeah.
And then underneath, it's Richard B. Perry says, hey, Wynn, saw this on the website. Just wanted to make sure you're okay. Not realizing that he's posting on the wrong Slack channel.
And then, and then Regine says, you do suck.
But then she does a little JK at the end. Yeah. Just kind of, that's her sense
she
of humor.
She sends the JK rolling like, custom emoji.
Yeah, yeah. And then
it's so cute.
They go LOL. And then Wynn says, thanks, guys. You really do know how to.
By the way, have you heard the really cool show coming out of the University of British Columbia by these really cool two guys called Radio Pizza Party?
And then they're like, no. What is that?
We have heard the bad one called Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet, though.
This sounds like fan fiction right now. You guys are like drawing up here.
And then Wynn said, boy, is it hot in this room.
I have a question for you guys. Would you guys totally, totally freak out if on stage outcomes the whole band? You know, they're like,
Arcade Fire show.
Yeah, at an Arcade Fire show. What song do they usually start shows with?
We'll say this. Okay, they're doing everything now. This most recent tour,
okay.
Everything now.
So they start. Cool. They start it. Boom, ba da ba, boom ba, and you know that's a blank stage. Boom, ba da ba, boom ba, boom, do, and then they all come out and they're all wearing Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet T-shirts, and
they made themselves.
Yeah,
they made themselves. Custom made. They're handwritten with a sharpie.
With a sharpie, and they just like hold them out to everyone. They just point at that.
And then they turn around, and on the back is the link to the iTunes page. And they go, we'll give you a few minutes to copy it down.
like one letter per member, like at sport games?
And then the drums have a QR code on them.
Yeah, and so they just keep playing the intro to Rebellion Lies. They just keep that bass line until
everything's done. Tim could go stand on the side doing the bass line. He's not part of the URL.
Yeah.
They just like they wait for everyone to get down. Like they do a poll, like hands up. It's like, hey, everyone here done? Yeah, yeah. Put your hands up. Oh, not the guy in the back. Yep. Yeah. Someone lend him a marker.
They do that. I use Spotify. Is it on there? We don't know.
What would we do?
Yeah. Honestly, what would you do? No jokes. If that honestly
happened.
Listen
here. Cut the crap, guys.
What would you do for real?
Honestly, like probably cry.
In happiness?
I'd come straight to the studio. We'd be releasing an episode right away.
We'd leave.
Capitalize on that. Oh,
yeah, I feel like it would be overwhelmed with emotion.
Good
positive?
One.
Yeah.
I think that Wynn was making fun of us, because that's the kind of thing that Wynn would do.
Oh, that crafty
like
trickster Wynn.
You think he's ever heard that
Lose Butler.
Well, did Alex tell you about the feedback we got from Wynn last time he was on the show?
Last time Wynn was on the show.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, we've got him outside right now. If you could.
Wynn's here?
Oh, Wynn, yeah. Wynn,
why don't you come on the mic here?
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, it's Wynn Butler. How's it going, man?
Oh, you know, pretty good, making music, whatnot.
Well, hey, you are in a notable band.
Yeah. That's me.
What did we want to ask him again?
Well, you put our podcast on a shirt and present it out of the concert.
While playing the intro to Rebellion.
I'm a really crafty trickster. So.
He's kind of like, who's that? He's like George Clooney, always playing pranks on set.
I've actually gotten that before.
What,
for my
Clooney?
Looks, man.
Oh. For your looks.
But anyways,
my name is Wynn Butler. One time.
Why are you trying to do
show?
A Wynn Butler impersonation in front of Wynn Butler?
Right here, yeah,
that's really insulting.
That's super rude. Yeah. When you had Richard Reed, were you like, hi, it's me, Richard Reed.
Yeah.
Perry.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Weird.
I started crying.
Dude, yeah. I think
you come on our show, you're getting grilled. There's no chill.
You're like the roast master, Jeff Ross.
Sure.
Well, Wynn, it was great to have you on the show.
Thanks, man.
I know you're probably busy.
All the time. Yeah.
Give us a hint on what the next album's going to be like.
It's probably going to be like nothing now.
I can't say too much.
Okay, well, thanks for coming by. Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks for coming out. We'll when stop calling in. Stop writing us.
Jeez, that guy stole my mic.
Well, it's Wynn Butler. You can let him have your mic for a little.
I know, man. But
I thought Wynn Butler had
like almost
like a lisp. It seemed like it was just like a thing he puts on, I guess.
Yeah, he's still listening, but like, oh, you gotta watch out.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But he has like a lisp, right?
He's out there getting mad at people for not knowing who he is.
Yeah. Is that it's me, Wynn Butler. That was him from the other room.
Yeah, outside. It's one of our. I mean, of course, one of our goals since episode one, but I think that we could feasibly have him on the show. If our show
not
lasts,
after he hears this.
we've made fun of him even worse on the show.
Oh, okay.
I think that honestly, if he comes on a DJ Windows 98 tour, because for those of you who don't know, he instead of releasing solo work, he DJs in the off season.
And that's disc jockey for
That's
and that's Windows 98 for the
disc jockey Windows 98. I feel like if he's here, and we got him after a show, which apparently goes to like 4 a.m., we could get him and at the very least get like we'll have our phone out recording and say, "Hey, Wynn, would you want to come onto our show?" Like, no.
Yeah, that's a pretty
Chalk
good.
It up
wait, so many great content.
He does DJ sets.
You don't know this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, like mostly when he's in Europe, I'd say. He's had a few. He did one for Beto O'Rourke. For a rally for him. Basically, he plays like songs that you wouldn't think need to be DJing, and then DJs them.
Gives lots of peace signs to the audience. He plays a lot of his the international stuff he likes. One of our listeners who he was at one of the shows, he said they played the Talking Heads and Bowie and then some weird Wynn Butler stuff.
Oh, so they'd be they'd have Heroes by David Bowie, then underneath it'd be boom 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 boom.
No, Everything Now started as he remixed he found the song in the 99 cent bin somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And he was remixing it and then he was like, "Huh, this would be a good song."
And then he made Everything Now.
Yeah, then he made a number one hit.
Was it number one?
No, it's 25 on the indie charts in Canada. But, you know.
Didn't the album go number one, though?
Yeah, their albums go number one at this point.
Yeah, at the very least, just from... they're still huge. There were no fans lost in this album in South America or in Europe.
Oh, really?
Especially in South America, yeah.
Now, Canada...
I feel like it
dropped like flies.
I feel like they kind of took a hit in the English speaking.
Well, I think there's it's definitely a marketing thing with the mm-hmm. band for sure. Took a hit from being too they played it up too much about the corporation stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the thing is, they also took a hit on the Reflector tour when they told everyone to dress up for their shows and in costumes and stuff. People were like, we don't want to do that.
Wait, I didn't even know.
Did they do that?
Not costumes, suits.
So
people dress up really nicely.
Like masks.
Oh, yeah, because they wore masks and suits.
I remember them wearing masks. I remember the huge, big mask things.
Yeah. It's one of those things that Wynn has said many times, you're not going to understand this album for at least 10 years.
Okay.
Just like...
it's all right. Calm down a little bit there, buddy.
And, yeah, he said, "See you in 25 years," and then he went into the Black Lodge
Twin Peaks, yeah.
Yeah, he says that, with these ironic campaigns that seem very isolating... I stand by, they've been doing it on purpose. Wynn is at the point where, we talk about in the show, but essentially with Everything Now, it's purposely making fun of people that said they've sold out or they've gotten big. And they're saying they're really playing it up to the point that it's almost this isn't funny anymore, but that's on purpose.
But we're now just talking about seriously about music, but U2 did that and it sucked. It was not cool and it was not funny after
Pop Mart
and all that sort of
Zooropa.
They kind of made fun of themselves as rock stars, and I was like,
That would have how I felt if they released an album of exclusively Chemistry. I don't know if you guys know that one.
Oh yeah.
Which is I think the peak of them making fun of themselves and making fun of people who think they're only writing pop songs.
But
there are still five star songs in the album.
Yeah. There are really good songs on that album. I've warmed to it a lot more, but listen to that album, and I guess I don't listen to that album. I listen to those five songs that I really like.
Yeah.
Like Chemistry, their best song.
I I'm not going to go.
You have a polarizing view on that song, don't you?
He's a truther.
Yeah.
He's a chemistry truther.
It's a 2 out of 5 song. We're not going to get into it here.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to hear more Arcade Fire chat, check out Arcade Fire by the Fire chat.
Yeah.
There we go. Arcade Fireside chats.
Yeah. Us and FDR talk about Arcade Fire.
There's a podcast idea for you.
Yeah. So you guys, someone gets a dozen FDR impersonation.
Yeah.
You get polio.
Wheelchair and everything.
Yeah, it's wheelchair and everything.
What does the FDR sound like?
I'm FDR.
I thought you were like, I'm in
hell. I think he was
that bad. I'm in hell.
I think FDR... I don't know. He probably did something bad.
He's a president. They all do. Like, there's no good president.
No.
If you want to be...
Somebody's not...
Hot take right here.
About it, there's no good president.
Hey, U.S. Border Patrol, I'm sure you can get the radio waves out there.
Yeah.
Take note.
I'm going to get put on ice.
Yeah. You're going to
get grilled. Yeah.
Oh, no. I want to chill.
That's what they'll say as they're pulling you out of the car.
Yeah.
So, we're about reaching the end of our show. Is there any other questions that you wanted to pose to the crew? Okay.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah. Chilling.
Owen?
Yeah, just hanging out with some friends. Can get some shawarma after this, I think.
Sweet.
Nice. Yeah.
You said you're going to watch
Owen's,
a movie?
Owen's going downtown to party.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hey, if you're downtown.
Owen's the party guy of the podcast.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
The jazz man of the band.
Oh, yeah. He's like, the jazz man, like Billy Crystal's character.
Yeah.
The jazz man?
Yeah.
Is anyone? Okay. He did like a character.
The question master.
Yeah. So if anyone's downtown, look out for Owen.
Yeah.
Alex, you said look you might watch a movie.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh.
You said after this, we're going to watch a movie.
Oh, I meant hypothetically at some point in the future, we're going to watch.
Oh,
well,
like
that's
sometime before now and when you die, you might go see a movie.
Yeah, I mean, you asked me, what am I going to do? What did I do in the past year? Next time I'm on, if I'm on again in about a year, I'm going to be able to say, hopefully I'll be able to say I watched a movie.
Imagine if you can't, you'd be like, dude, I don't know what happened. Didn't see a single movie.
I went on a plane. All they had was TV shows. I watched 7 episodes from the middle of season 8 of The Big Bang Theory.
Completely lost.
Yeah.
It's such a heavy, plot-driven show.
Where are Penny and Howard now?
The universe had well since evolved from the primordial soup. I've never seen season 1. I assume that's how it starts.
Yeah, they start with the Big Bang.
And then it's in real time, too. So by now, it's still just like,
dude, yeah,
hot.
Just like Boyhood.
There's not even molecules.
A few amoebas, it's starting to grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
let's get real.
Okay.
We're reaching the end of the old show. Is there any final words that you guys wanted to
keep
give?
It to 5 or less.
5 or 6, you can push it to 6.
I just want to give a metric, you know. We finish all of our...
Oh, and you went way over 6.
I just want to give... I just want to give a... And we'll leave it at that.
One.
Right,
on.
Two.
Podcast.
Three.
Arcade.
Four.
We rate.
5. You're done.
On podcast arcade.
No, you said
You said it counts.
Counted.
5. I know it counted.
On
5.
Podcast
we give
arcade,
this podcast 5.
All right.
Thanks. I mean, on in reality, you want to give him a rating? How many? I mean, we don't have much to work with.
How many?
Metric.
How
Radio
many blizzards?
Pizza party. Oh no! How many? How many score? How many? No.
How many grills out of chills?
6 how many, grills how many, out of chill.
All right, Owen. How many grills? You ready?
Out of 6 chills.
Is it the same conversion rate? Out of 5. You ready? 3, 2, 1, 5.
You say 3?
Send them to...
What the hell?
It's because... Hey, okay, oh, wait. Because you gave... You gave the Smarty McFlurry 3rd place, and that's my favorite one. So on my own metric...
So that was 5. Worth 2 points.
I thought he
off.
Said Oreo was his favorite one.
No, I said Smarty was 3rd place.
Yeah.
And get 3
So if I gave
stars?
It a 5, it would have been... You don't want
that.
So
that was a 2-point... That was a 2-point deduction, that blunder on...
Well,
point.
See, that would have been... 3 out of 3 for me. If I give you a 5 out of 3, like, I don't want you guys to get too full of yourselves.
Messed
you know?
Up in the conversion.
We'd get over full of ourselves if you'd given us 5 out of 3.
Mm-hmm. It'd be
Massacre.
I wouldn't be grilling or chilling. Yeah. I'd be thrilling.
Okay, we're gonna wrap up
show of ours.
Ops next is David Love Jones with African Rhythms.
The classic.
The inscrutable.
The jazz man of CITR.
I don't know. I think there's other jazz shows.
There's a lot of jazz.
I, of course, am Tristan Wheeler. You can follow me on Twitter, @tbone_wheeler.
I am Jack Lamming. You can follow me on Twitter, @Jack_Lamming, @Jack_Lamming.
My name is Owen Heaney. You can follow me on Twitter, but I'm not sure my handle.
My name is Alex Panda. You can find me at @APAYANDEH. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on. Check out Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet.
Bye-bye.
And keep listening, because there's some crazy
stuff.
Keep
on rocking in the free world.
Keep on rocking.
Oh, no, we stole that slogan.
Oh, sheesh.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.